Time for news and views this morning here on WRDB and online at magnum.media. On this Tuesday morning, the Reedsburg Schools, our normal Tuesday topic. Today, we welcome District Administrator Tom Benson. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning.
Obviously strange days since last we talked. The governor has really shut down schools now through the end of June, and really unprecedented times for you and everybody involved in public education.
Yeah, it's certainly something that most of us have never experienced anything like it before, and so we're doing the best that we can, trying to learn a little bit more each day so that we can, you know, continue to offer all of the different services that we typically offer, at least those that are necessary in this new environment. But yeah, it surely is different.
Really, online virtual learning here for the last month. Have you gotten some feedback from students or teachers on how effective that is?
Yes, we have. And I think for the most part, we feel good about it. We appreciate the feedback, frankly, both, as you indicate, from students and from parents. Obviously, lots of feedback that we're getting from our own staff about it. It's especially helpful, frankly, with those staff members that are also parents of children in our district. That, you know, they get to give us feedback from a couple of different perspectives, if you will. And you know, overall, like I say, we feel pretty good about it, but that feedback does allow us then to continue to have conversation with our staff about how we can improve that practice. And, you know, we're trying to do that. We're getting some feedback from parents that says, hey, we want more. Our kids are wanting and needing more. We're getting some feedback from others that are saying, hey, back off a little bit. We're drinking from the fire hose, so to speak. And so we're trying to, you know, find the right balance in all of that and trying, frankly, to individualize it when we can so that the kids who want more are getting it. And maybe the families who are in a whole different set of circumstances, you know, we find ways to do a little bit of that backing off. And overall, it's going pretty well.
Was there a level of concern, Tom, about the availability of, say, a Chromebook or a laptop and high-speed internet, that it would be equal for all?
Yeah, that continues to be a significant concern, and we're trying to address that as best we can. We have a number of families that we have loaned out a device of some sort. A Chromebook is the most common. So that they do have some electronic device to do some of this work. Obviously, those devices are, Chromebooks in particular, are of pretty limited or no value if they don't have internet access at their home. But, you know, we're helping guide them with that as well. A couple of people have expressed interest in getting, you know, some guidance at least in how to get some internet temporarily at their homes, and we've been able to help with that. Or tracking down hotspots for folks and things like that. But yes, the availability of that internet connection is certainly a drawback for some families, but we've tried to address that with, you know, if you will, hard copy kinds of things and other types of experiences that kids can have to hopefully continue to keep them active and learning.
Yeah, learning continues, as the board said, through a until Memorial Day weekend, the somewhat traditional end to the regular school year. But all facilities in the district are really shut down through the end of June, aren't they?
Yeah, yes, they really are. And it's difficult to drive past any of our school campuses and basically see them, you know, empty inside and out. You know, this is a time of year where typically there are, you know, there's an endless list of things going on with not only school each day, but obviously the before and after school and weekend programs of athletics and music and you know, all of it that keeps our schools so busy at this time of the year. It's difficult to see that not happening.
Yeah, one thing off the calendar for now, Tom, the graduation ceremony. Is there any conversation, or you're still waiting for whatever the summer brings?
Yeah, it certainly is very much on the radar. We're trying to figure out the most appropriate way to address many of those kinds of things, year-end kinds of things that are important. Obviously, our seniors are especially on our mind because this is, you know, they're leaving us for other things, and we want to make sure that we do what we reasonably can to help recognize and celebrate what they've experienced not only this year but throughout their school career. So, graduation is certainly on the radar. We don't have an answer to it yet, but we know that we need to do something relatively soon here to try to get that orchestrated.
I imagine, Tom, it's a good thing that you have other resources. You know, every school district is in the same or similar boat, and with information from DPI and everything, there's a lot of resources for you to make a decision, isn't there?
Yes, exactly. It's if there's any comfort in this, it's that exactly as you say, we're all in it in almost exactly the same way. So we've been having many meetings with, you know, our teachers are having conversations with teachers in other districts. Administrators are doing the same. Activities directors are doing the same. And you know, we're getting guidance from, you know, the legal folks, the school board association, the district administrators association, et cetera. And obviously from the DPI and from the governor's office and all of that, you know, we try to line all that stuff up and then make sense out of it. And, it's comforting to some degree, at least to be able to know that we're not in this alone.
And a food service continues. I know that's a very positive, that really is a highlight of the week for a lot of your families in the district. The food service continues all week long, really, doesn't it?
Yeah, we're very, very proud and appreciate the opportunity to continue to serve families in this way. We are, and if there's any families out there that have not yet connected with us but would like to, we sure hope that they reach out and make the connection. We're currently providing meals at 7 different sites throughout the city. That's all of our school sites with the exception of Webb Middle School, but we are also doing it at the campus, the South School campus. And then we are also in Loganville and Laval. On Mondays, folks can pick up breakfast and lunch for Monday and Tuesday. And on Wednesdays, they can pick up breakfast and lunch for Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They don't need to bring their children. They just need somebody to come and say, hey, there's 3 kids in our household, or there's 2, or there's 7, or whatever it is, and we'll provide them the meals for those kids. And so we're serving nearly 1,000 kids a breakfast and a lunch every day of the week through that program, which is incredible. And that means 2 meals a day, 1,000 kids, 5 days a week. That's 10,000, approximately 10,000 meals a week. It's an incredible number, but like I say, we're just so proud and appreciative that we're able to help in that way.
I would imagine at some point you'd have a conversation of what the new normal looks like once we get back to normal and what this fall will look like too.
Yeah, we're looking forward to that as well. You know, that right now, with, as you indicated, the order really goes through June 30 as far as shutting down schools and school campuses. So, you know, we're having some conversation about, are we going to be able to do summer school? If we are going to be able to do summer school, what's that going to look like? Because, you know, typically we start before June 30th. We won't be able to do that, but we're still hopeful we'll be able to do some form of summer school. Maybe it will be virtual, remote learning kind of things. Maybe it'll be a combination of things, but we're looking at that. And then, yeah, there's still a great deal of uncertainty about what the beginning of the next school year might look like.
Tom, appreciate it and stay well.
Thanks, Tom. Same to you.
Reedsburg District Administrator Tom Benson on News and Views, WRDB and Magnum.media.